this weekend, right here in Edmonton. The University of Alberta Golden Bears, they go in ranked number one in the CIS Championship in men's volleyball. Their head coach, Terry Danilak, joins us. Terry, how are you?
I'm doing okay, Jason. How are you?
Good. Terry, interesting. You guys come in ranked number one, and are you playing your best volleyball at the right time of the season? Because, you know, if you compare your regular season numbers to Trinity Western, they obviously had a better regular season, but come playoff time, you guys have been lights out.
Yeah, I'd like to say that's the case. I think we're playing much more consistently than we did at the beginning of the year. So, you know, we've solidified a few things in our lineup starting after Christmas, and those things have gotten crisper and crisper as we've played. And I'd like to say it is. It's definitely, if it's not our best, it's definitely our most consistent volleyball.
When you get into that consistency, Terry, is that really just the difference, the top teams in the country right now? You're all pretty equal, and it's just a matter of who's going to be the most consistent?
Yeah, I'd say volleyball, that's a really important component to our game. With it being of rebound nature, you need to be consistent with your serving, your passing, all the first contact things that happen. And the better you are at those things day in, day out, the tougher you are to play against. And, you know, with our conference being as tight as it was, there was, you know, it went down to the very last night of league play to determine which teams were going to be in and who was going to play who. And then, as it turned out, six teams that were playing each other the last night of our league, they determined their fate going into the playoff round. So it was that close for everybody. And we've managed to put two good weekends together back to back. So we're hoping we've got a third one in us.
You look at this makeup, there are three teams from Canada West, the host Dinos, yourself, Trinity Western. Have you played McMaster, Dalhousie, Western, any of those other teams this year?
The only team we've played from out east this year is McMaster. We played them straight up at the Dino Cup in October, just the weekend before our season started. We beat them in four in that match. Very good team, very complete team. And, you know, we started the season ranked one, and we slipped a couple spots with our losses that we had through league, and they maintained that position for most of the year. And then going into this tournament, they flipped us back ahead of them with us beating Trinity. And so they're right in the hunt. The number two team from Ontario is Western. They were at the national championship last year. I haven't seen any of the other teams yet other than a bit of film on our first round opponent.
Okay. You guys, your first game goes, of course, this Friday at 2:30 in the afternoon when you take on Montreal. If you look at records and everything, you come in, you guys are the clear favorite. You've watched some film. What do you have to be concerned with about their attack?
Well, actually, the tournament starts Thursday. I don't know exactly how the information got
okay.
out. So every day, no worries. It's been on our website wrong for a while, too.
Okay.
So if it wasn't for my wife, I probably would have been a day late for the championship. But
okay.
You know, Montreal is well coached. George LaPlante, the head coach there, he's been a former national team assistant coach, still involved heavily with Team Canada. And so I think they're a good team systematically. The Quebec teams are traditionally good defensive teams. And so for us, you know, they're a team with good ball control. We're going to have to match that. And like I said, our first contacts, we have to serve well. I think if we serve well, then it'll give us a good chance to block against their offense. They've got a couple of good middle hitters, and they rely pretty heavily on their right side attack. So for us, that's going to be key things to look for.
Terry Danilak, head coach of the University of Alberta men's volleyball team. They go and ranked number one, the national championship this weekend in Calgary. What is your strength when you're attacking, Terry?
Well, I think one of the things that's made us tough to play against this year is we don't really rely on one guy. Some of the teams that we've played in Canada West rely very heavily on one attacker, and, you know, they're getting 30 to 40% of their total team volume. And our top attacker often switches from day to day, and I think that's made us tough, where we're not relying solely on one guy. We've got two pretty good middle attackers. We've got three good outside hitters, and you know, we were lucky this year to have two great setters that can move the ball around. And so I think probably our strength would be is you can't really key on one person. There's a lot of guys that can hit the ball for us, and we're going to go into the tournament with that as a strength for sure.
In the tournament, and you've been through these a lot of times, Terry, the one-and-done situation, it puts a lot of pressure. It's a lot of excitement on it. I don't know if you can necessarily prepare for that, because it's not really how the playoffs go.
Well, you know, traditionally we've qualified early and gone, and we haven't had a lot of pressure games. We had to play to qualify this year with only two teams getting a berth out of the final four grouping. So our match last Friday was a play to go on match for the season, and I thought we did a really good job of handling that pressure. So I'm expecting the guys to do the same thing. They know that what they have to do, and you know, we need to make ourselves tough to play against in this situation. So That said, again, let's, like you say, it's a one-shot deal, and Thursday is another day, so hopefully we'll be ready.
How many players are graduating for your team?
We have five this year, five graduating players, a variety of different positions, you know, guys that have been in our program for 5 years to guys that are only in their second year in our program that were college transfers, but all great guys. Jay Olmstead, who's a local guy, has finished his fifth year with us now, and Jaron Mueller's done his fifth year, Matt McCreary, Mark Van Drunen, and Tucker Lineweber. So those five guys are going to be leaving us, and they've been great great leaders in our program and great additions to our program over the years they've been here.
Terry, looking at the quality of volleyball in Canada, you know, I know there's a lot of volleyball players going over to the Europe leagues and playing. Will we see a lot of your players? Are they getting to the point now where you've got some guys you think are going to be national team members?
Well, we've had a pretty good run of national team members, and we've had a couple of our young guys, key starters for us this year, John Goranson and Riley Barnes, played with Team Canada Juniors at the World Championships this summer. Jay Olmstead and Matt McCreary, Jaron Mueller played at the last Junior World Championships for Team Canada. And so, you know, those guys are all guys that have already got Team Canada experience, not at the senior level, but I think we've got a few others coming up through the network now that are pretty good, and you know, that's always been a driving force for me in this program, was not, you know, not just making sure that we're a good university team, but trying to build athletes that can go on to represent us at the next level.
Well, Terry, congratulations on another successful season, and hopefully it ends well this weekend in Calgary. Best of luck.
Okay, thanks so much, Jason.